AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations says communications have started with North Korea after an American soldier ran across the border from South Korea into North Korea last week. Matthew Miller is a spokesman at the State Department.
On the UN side, my understanding is that the North Koreans acknowledge they received the message. I'll let you decide whether that constitutes an actual response or not. They acknowledge that they received the message. On our side, as I said last week, we have a number of channels through which we're able to send messages to them. We've delivered the messages to North Korea, but we have as yet not received a response.
The UN declined to detail what they know about Private Travis King's condition. King crossed the border during a tour of Panmunjom while he was supposed to be heading to Fort Bliss, Texas, following his release from prison in South Korea on an assault conviction. The Justice Department is warning Texas a buoy wall in the water between Mexico and the U.S. is unlawful, and the Biden administration will sue if the state doesn't remove it. Governor Greg Abbott has escalated measures to keep migrants from entering the U.S. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The giant buoy strung together to create a barrier on the Rio Grande is just one of the steps taken by Governor Greg Abbott coming under fire. Property owners and migrants advocacy groups are denouncing the placement of razor wire strung across private property without permission, leaving would-be migrants bloodied. And environmental groups are criticizing the use of bulldozers to change the terrain of the southern border. But the governor remains defiant.
Israel's parliament approved the first major law in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious plan to overhaul the country's justice system and drawing accusations he was pushing the country toward authoritarian rule. A military monitoring group says thousands of Russia-linked Wagner Group mercenaries have arrived in Belarus near Ukraine since the group's short-lived rebellion. This is AP News. The politics of abortion has turned a ballot question in Ohio into a cauldron of misinformation and fear-mongering. We get more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Issue 1 changes how citizen-led initiatives can amend Ohio's constitution, forcing a 60% vote instead of a simple majority. The pro-life group Created Equal is urging a yes vote. President Mark Harrington.
Obviously, it has a direct effect on abortion in the state of Ohio.
Opponents say raising the threshold will have a direct impact on abortion rights. Planned Parenthood's Lauren Blauvelt.
Issue 1 was put on the ballot to preempt Ohio voters from being able to vote on reproductive freedom and on abortion access.
The outcome of this election decides what percentage of the vote is needed in November to enshrine abortion rights in the Ohio Constitution. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks are higher at the close. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.